Business Insider.
Rob Price is the guy's name. I saw the article that was attached to him. And apparently was doing an investigation into something I've never heard of. Maybe you have. You tell me. Apparently, more and more job interviews are involving bait and switch schemes where the candidate who's up for the job hires a proxy to do the interview. And once the job is secure, then the person steps in and actually takes the job. The proxy does the interview, but the person gets the job.
Oh, that sounds shady.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, and how do they get away with that? Unless you've got an identical twin.
Well, no, I tell you why. It's because, according to Rob Price, when he talked with some experts, the bait and switch trend is on the rise because of more work from home job opportunities and a lot of overseas opportunities where you're doing work at home or online or whatever.
Oh, I see.
That you're not in person.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you really know that person? I'm thinking to myself, though, aren't you doing some on-camera work?
I was going to say, what about the camera?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you have to, right?
Well, unless maybe in these kinds of interviews, hey, I can do an interview, but I can't do it on camera. I don't have access, but I can do it on phone. I don't know.
Well, there's a way around it then say, well, sorry, then I need to be able to see you.
Yeah, a job candidate hires somebody else to pretend to be them in a job interview and hopes that they'll secure the job. When the job starts, the person who hired the proxy is the one who shows up for work. Again, Rob Price from Business Insider did the investigation. He says some of the reasons that people would do this, well, that was the other question. I was like, why would you do that in the first place? He says because some people are nervous or perhaps when it comes to doing interviews, find themselves awkward and are concerned that they're not going to present themselves in the best light.
Well, that's true.
That they're qualified, they can do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it is an overseas, that perhaps they're not fluent enough or able to speak language enough in order for them to secure the job. Most fields where this trend is happening, it says, are non-managerial and non-creative. In the IT field, where a lot of proxies are getting candidates' jobs, those fake hires are getting access to important information that can damage a company's reputation or clients. That's one of the concerns. Somebody gets inside something and then has all the access to everything and does some dirty work.
Yeah.
And this goes back to what we were talking about at the very end of the story here. Experts are telling Mr. Price, again from Business Insider, there's an increasing amount of job interviews happening only over the phone, or it says here video chats due to remote work environments. Again, if the video chat, how do you get away with that?
I don't know how you get away with
that. Well, unless, somebody does the interview and you're hired, but maybe somebody else becomes the supervisor?
Or maybe you only bring that person back when you need to do a video thing, and the rest of the time the other person off screen is doing all the work.
Well, there you go. I don't know. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Got to keep you on retainer in case we ever have to do a Zoom meeting.
Like, that's a lot of ridiculous work to go through. Okay. Well, I don't know.
There are even apparently people who hire themselves out to do this. One person here who says he hires himself out as a professional proxy charges up to $150 an hour.
All right. I didn't know there's a professional proxy.
A professional deceiver, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a professional liar is what you are. There's got to be something. Well, I don't know if the word illegal fits. Certainly would be, I would think, against most companies' policies that you're going to be representing yourself wrongly. That if you were discovered that you're probably not going to keep your job, I would guess.
No, not at all.
Unless maybe you end up doing the job so well, so professionally, so competently, that if you are discovered,
they'll want to keep you.
Exactly. you what? You're not. Well, you know what? You've done such a fine job. Doesn't matter. Just glad you got the job. How you ever got the job, doesn't. I don't care. Or maybe people look at that as, that is very creative. Yeah. What you did, just thinking outside the box in order to do anything, you wanted to work for us so badly. How could we fire you now? I don't know.
I don't either.
I never heard of it before. I got to tell you that until I saw this from, again, Business Insider. I'll put a link up to the story for you on our Morning Team Show page if you want to check it out. Maybe Is there somebody in the audience that's experienced this?
Hey, anybody, is it professional proxy? Is that what this is? Any professional proxies out there, give us an email. Love to know what this is all about.
We'll keep your identity secret.
Yeah, we will.
Right.
Or are you a job interviewer who's experienced this kind of thing where you thought the person you're hiring really isn't the thing? You know, I heard of bait and switching when it comes to, like, online dating, you know. You represent yourself one way.
Of course.
That I get. But, okay, the world we live in 2022.